This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. New York City's mayor, Bill de Blasio, appealed to Washington on Tuesday to send him nearly 1,500 more medical personnel this week as coronavirus cases surpass 43,000 and more city landmarks are converted into field hospitals. He said he made the request last week to the White House and Pentagon to deploy 1,000 nurses, 150 doctors, and 300 respiratory therapists from the military and its reserves. The mayor said he's waiting for an answer from the White House. He also said the city is in a race against time to be ready for the peak of the outbreak in his city next week. Nearly 1,000 city residents have succumbed to the virus, and thousands are currently hospitalized. The need for hospital beds and healthcare workers is expected to grow in early April when the virus cases are projected to peak. New York City is using a tennis center and a space in Central Park to create field hospitals to deal with the coronavirus cases. Patients are also being treated at the city convention center. And a U.S. Navy hospital ship is moored in the city harbor for non-coronavirus patients to free up hospital resources for those needing respiratory care for COVID-19. The city's emergency system has been overwhelmed by the surge in calls for ambulances, and the mayor announced the federal government is sending 250 ambulances and 500 paramedics to the city. On the other side of the country, California Governor Gavin Newsom turned to retired doctors and nurses, as well as medical students, to boost the healthcare response. He announced Monday the number of people hospitalized with coronavirus infections has nearly tripled over the course of 4 days. Overall, the number of U.S. cases topped 175,000, with more than 3,400 deaths as of Tuesday afternoon. That's according to the Johns Hopkins University. From Washington, this is VOA News.